Over the decades, zombies have moved from midnight movies to the Hollywood mainstream. Last summer, Brad Pitt starred in the big-budget film World War Z, and cable audiences can't get enough of AMC's The Walking Dead. All of these zombies can be traced back to one film and one man. Night of the Living Dead, directed by George A. Romero. Yeah, it's got flesh-eating zombies, but as it follows the only black man in a group of desperate survivors, it exposes the racial and social tensions of America in 1968. Romero went on to direct another five zombie movies, but now he's turned to a different medium. The Empire of the Dead is a comic book series, and the first five installments are being published as a collection by Marvel out this month. George A. Romero joins me from the BBC studios in London. Hello.
Hello.
So to start off, can you set the scene for the comic Empire of the Dead? It's 5 years after the zombie plague has hit, and we're set in New York City, right?
Well, the mayor of New York, when we arrive, is a vampire and has been the mayor of New York for a number of years. And he needs to get elected, so he's got to be political with the rest of the vampire community. And there are a couple of humans who are actually on the council. Humans that are willing to sort of forgive the idea that he's a vampire. One of the things that he does is there is an arena, very much like the Colosseum in Rome, where zombies are taught to use weapons and go after each other. And those are the principal characters that we're concerned about, are the people that are there. And a doctor who is believes that zombies can be not tamed, but controlled.
Somebody like you, I don't imagine that you're trying to jump on the Twilight bandwagon, but what's your attraction to vampires?
None. I just see them as villainous, and I always have, I guess, since childhood. You know, I grew up on the famous monsters of Filmland, so to me, they've just been the villains all along. So there are a few sort of okay vampires in the story, but most of them are the oppressors.
You say you grew up on the classic movie monsters. I wonder how you feel with your sense of film history that you know, you're kind of responsible for the modern zombie that's now taken its place alongside the great movie monsters.
You know, it's actually incredible. I never expected it. I really didn't. And it's hard for me to even appreciate that idea. But they are. You know, all I did was I took them out of Exotica and I made them the neighbors, you know.
That was in Night of the Living Dead in 1968.
In Night of the Living Dead, yeah. You know, I thought, well, there's nothing scarier than the neighbors. And that
was a time when neighbors were turning on each other.
Well, yeah, we shot it in 67, but it was right in that period there where there was all that anger and, you know, race riots coming up. There's this story that I always tell. When we were driving it to New York to show it to potential distributors, and that night in the car, we heard that Martin Luther King had been assassinated.
Wow.
And here we had a black lead in this film. And so I think that was largely what made the film noticeable.
That was Dwayne Jones, the African-American actor who played Ben, the lead character.
And he was just quite simply the best actor from among our friends. And we didn't change the script when Dwayne agreed to play the role. It's never mentioned. It's never a story point or anything. But because the character was played by an African-American, you almost don't notice anything else. And we didn't realize that. Dwayne did. Dwayne was aware of it. And he was concerned about it. There's a scene where he has to slug the white girl, Barbara.
Right.
And he said, you know what's going to happen to me when I walk outside the theater if I slug this woman. And he was concerned about all of that. And, you know, I kept saying, come on, man, it's 1968, you know.
I imagine that must have been, could you even show that in theaters in the South? That's a black man striking a woman in that way.
I don't know. We never heard of any places where it was prohibited or where it was objected to that way. You know, it when it first came out, it just played the drive-in circuits, you know. And that was it. I mean, and it actually made money, surprisingly. I mean, it returned money. There's another terrible story. We lost the copyright. Our title was Night of the Flesh Eaters. And when we got a distributor, they said, well, there's a film out there already called The Flesh Eaters. And so Night of the Living Dead was their title. We, stupidly, as a bunch of amateurs, had put the copyright notice on the title instead of at the end of the film. And so when they changed the title, the copyright notice came off. And that film is currently in public domain.
Wow. So is that why it's easy to watch it on YouTube?
Yes. Well, it's easy. Forget about it. That's why there are, in video stores, there are probably 25 different jackets for that film, because everybody was able to distribute it and do whatever they wanted with it. It's public domain. So anyone out there, if you want to do something with Night of the Living Dead, go ahead.
So I'm sure you've been asked this question. With Empire of the Dead, why, since you're obviously great at making zombie movies, why didn't you do this as a movie? Why go to the comic book form?
Well, I really did partly want to get out. You know, I didn't want to make another zombie film. The last two that I did them at, you know, $2-3 million, and was, in fact, able to creatively control what I wanted to do with them. But then all of a sudden came Zombieland. That was the first one to turn the corner. Box office corner.
Right.
You know, and then World War Z, and, you know, gosh, it's all of a sudden you can't make a little zombie film anymore. Has to be special effects and big budget, and I'm just not interested in that. So I figured, well, if I do it as a comic book, I can let my imagination go bananas, and I don't have to worry about shooting it.
So, your movies have always been, you know, about something other than the basic horror that we see going on. Do you feel like zombies are a particularly good vessel for commentary?
Well, I've sort of been able to bring them out of the closet whenever I need them. And you can use, you know, they're multi-purpose. You can't really get angry at them. They have no hidden agendas. They are what they are. And I sympathize with them. My stories have always been more about the humans and the mistakes that they make, and the zombies are just sort of out there. They could be a hurricane or a typhoon or anything. They're the disaster that everyone is facing. But my stories are more about the humans.
George A. Romero, the film director who created the modern zombie. His latest project, Empire of the Dead, is being published by Marvel Comics. The new installment comes out in September. George Romero, thank you.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me, and it's been a pleasure.